I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We needed every single rep of all of those guys. It was our first opportunity as a program to compete with somebody in the stands. And so warm-ups were our first, pregame locker room, halftime locker room, a timeout, all of those things. Every single possession, whether we had the ball or we didn't have the ball, we needed all of those reps.
So that's Buzz Williams after Maryland beat UMBC 82-81 the other night. Exhibition game, but still, it was probably a little closer than they won. A lot of guys injured, including Miles Rice, who we didn't know was hurt, but was there on crutches and a boot. Farrell Payne led them with 26-9. Darius Adams, the freshman, had 19. Elijah Saunders, 13. What do you think of the Terps coming off a one-point win over UMBC as they head into regular season action next week?
Well, first of all, I think it is just certainly an opportunity to reset the fact that it and I have to just get my mind around this from here on out. And I know this year is extreme given the nature of last year's roster and the bald rat quitting on the program. So it throws it up into more change. Or that sort of inertia, if you will. But my God, do these? It's totally different. Like I remember last year being like watching them early in the year and being like, "This is a completely different team." Like it's completely different again. Like it's completely
the entire roster is reset.
Entirely different. Yeah. So we're all going to just have to keep an open mind. They're going to have to get to know each other. We were all blown away how quickly it came together last year. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's not going to happen that way this year. Like the adjustment periods, the playing around with rotations. I mean, last year it was pretty much all set. Oh, Queen's totally ready for this. They made one change, right? Rice wasn't starting, then Rice started.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
You knew your five man, you knew they didn't really have much of a bench. You kind of like it coalesced quickly. And we were all sort of astonished that it did. And I think we just need to maintain that mindset because I think there's going to be a lot of experimenting going on. I think there's going to be this. I think we're going to see multiple permutations of lineups and second teams. And it might be like a hockey team with wholesale line changes early. He's got a lot to sort out. I know he's bringing some dudes with him. And then you add in the specter of injuries very close to the season on top of it. I think it's going to I'm not expecting them to be doing blowing people out of the barn early. I don't care who they're playing.
Well, and you add the fact, Jason, that they aren't playing the cupcake schedule that they did last year under Kevin Willer. They're actually playing a non-conference schedule, and they're going to Vegas for that tournament in which they play Gonzaga and UNLV. And I think fans are going to have to be patient with this because it is a brand new team, because it is a brand new coaching staff. I could see this team kind of taking some lumps early on in the season before they're able to find themselves.
I'm curious about where Beltway Ben is on these Terps because he is a Maryland fan. How are you feeling? What did you think of the other night? The injuries obviously factor in, but how do you feel about this team as they enter the season?
Concerned. I think it's going to be a lot of ugly basketball. I think they're going to get blown out a lot. They don't play defense. And again, there was a secret scrimmage and we only heard the score. But I didn't take anything from it because, we don't know who played, how it went.
That was West Virginia, right?
Right, yeah, and they put up 90-some points. But then you watch UMBC go out and do what they did and score as much as they did.
They are a manic, frantic, high-scoring team.
Yeah, which is weird because...
But UMBC, I'm saying. UMBC, UMBC, I played a lot of UMBC overs last year. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, and the Terps also
UMBC's
played,
got experience backcourt, they run and gun.
They weren't scoring like that on last year's Terps team.
No, Terps I'm not... last year's Terps, totally different animal.
Yeah, well, it was more about the Terps' defense than it was UMBC's offense. They weren't good. And again, Farrell Payne's a true traditional Big Ten big. I think he's going to be awesome. But I don't know what's going on with the injuries. And Buzz is very quiet about it. He talked about how he hides stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm concerned. I think it's going to be an ugly year. And as Tim just mentioned, with that schedule, they could it could be ugly early on, like very early.
Yeah, no cup bone. They're going to what, Vegas? They're
at Marquette, UNLV, Gonzaga, Virginia. Yeah, they're playing a legit non-conference schedule where last year, I want to say they were in the 300s in terms of strength of schedule non-conference-wise. This isn't cupcakes this year.
No, the Bald Rat didn't want to play anybody. Oh. He didn't like playing anybody. So I'll give Buzz credit for that, playing some teams. But, man, I don't know. Like, I don't know how good this team is going to be at full strength, but that the reality is they're not at full strength.
I just think the situation that he came into, you know, with – them in the Sweet 16, you weren't. There was no AD here. Like it was a weird, frantic situation that Buzz walked into. Where I think this first year, you're gonna have to have some patience. You're gonna have to show them some grace a little bit.
They play Georgetown what Friday?
Yeah.
Like how good is Georgia? We get DHS reunion. That'll be fun. But like Ben, what do you think of Maryland? I think we might learn a lot about this team. How they play against Georgetown.
Months ago, I was hyped. Now I'm worried about having to hear Cordell. boss here. I mean, Georgetown's moving in the right direction. I still don't think Georgetown's a very good basketball team. I don't know how good of a coach Cooley is, bad person, but I mean, we'll see. Like, wow. He is.
Boom.
Awful person. No respect for him. Yeah. Ask around the Big East. There's two of them. And I'm pretty sure the Bald Rat's pretty tight with them, too. I'm sure
they would explain a lot. That would explain a lot.
That they are very close. Quickly touch on some Maryland football. Indiana Saturday. They just put up a 50 burger on UCLA last week. They're coming to town. It's homecoming. Is Rocco going to the game?
Of course. No, is he going to be there? And is anybody else in that student section going to be there by halftime? I don't know the answer to that. I have some suspicions. I think Indiana is really getting off on flexing their newfound muscles. And
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think over the course of four quarters, they're going to prove to be what Vegas thinks they're going to be, which is 3+ touchdowns better than Maryland, and it might be more like 4.
22.5 point
favorites. So it's going up. It was 20, open to 21. Yeah.
It's going 22.5 point favorites. And Terps coming off a bye, and Lox is still looking for that first win off a bye.
I would like to point out, last time I was at a Terps game, we stormed the field. It was a big upset over USC. I will be there Saturday. I'm just saying.
That's huge.
And if they do, I will be on that field. If they take down Indiana, I will be storming the field.
They beat the number 2 team in the country.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Locks is everything's changed.
Absolutely.
Yes. Everything's changed.
Yeah. Let me
it's
ask
much
you,
different but I can than storming it after an unranked USC. Yeah.
I've had conversations with some people who I won't say are like totally in the know, but are fringy on the know. I think Locks is in a lot of trouble.
I was ahead of that. That is my hunch. I think next year will be a make or break for Locks.
But I thought this was make or break before it started, and you guys came back from the cookout very confident.
I don't a 52-7 type game here would not serve him well.
If they lose 52-7, are you in the stadium when the game ends, Beltway Ben? Are you one of those people that stays till the end no matter what?
Absolutely.
Well, you might as well, because getting out of some of those lots.
I know. I always stay. I'm going to enjoy myself. But, like, Sigs will run it up. I mean, Cignetti, he doesn't play. He doesn't do, like, it's kind of like Franklin, except Cignetti shows up in some big moments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, he went
to Oregon and spanked him.
Yeah.
And I have so much respect. He's got swag. He's older. Like, they don't make him like Sigs.
But do we know anything about his leanings?
Not sure.
Probably Ben's got the book on everybody, by the way.
Yeah.
You ask Ben, like, red or blue, he knows.
Was that his opening press conference when somebody's asked him and he goes, "I win, Google me"?
Google me. Yeah. I mean, like,
that was great.
And that means you don't see many people doing that.
Yeah, I win, Google me. Maryland and Indiana this weekend, what's it, 3:30? And you can hear that game right here on 105.7 The Fan. If you aren't near a radio, that game's nationally televised. So Maryland has a chance to show up against a big opponent, number 2 ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Coming up next, by the way, Tim Murray, best from college football, coming up at 3:30. But the Toronto Blue Jays even the World Series last night. It's tied 2 games apiece. Game 5 is tonight. We got that game right here on 105.7 The Fan? I think we do. We recap. TWIB notes next here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.